guitar. Play the song locked in my heart. Say the words I long to say. May she find my love today. With each sound, tell her how I feel. Should I tell or should I conceal? Love so hard to hide. Play Spanish guitar with your song bright in the stars. How I long to give my heart, play Spanish guitar. With each sound, tell her how I feel deep inside. Should I tell or should I conceal? Love so hard to hide. Play Spanish guitar with your song bright in the stars. How I long to give my heart. Spanish guitar. Sally goes round the moon. Sally goes round the moon.
I walk down a lonely beach by my house, and the mist cools my face from the warmth of a yesteryear sun. The waves crash on the rocks of my mind, perspectives of what I have done. Is my life like a grassland reaching out for the rain? Or the desert where the riches of water never run? My mind is a looking glass into time, perspectives of what I have done. My visions are like the footprints I leave in the sand. They're covered by the waves of time. I see not fortune, I see not fame, but the truth. The mist cools my face from the warmth of a yesteryear sun. The waves crash on the rocks of my mind, perspectives of what I have done, perspectives of what I have done.
I can tell in your fading smile, though you've been back for just a while, soon you'll be leaving once again. You are a wild, wild flower. The forest is your home. Off you'll go to wild dreams, to places I can't roam. You can't tame a wildflower, especially in the spring. She wants no walls to bind her or to cling. Not that I want you to go, it's just that I want you to know I can give you nothing but a dream. But I know you can't take a dream for what it is, not what it seems. For we've tried this so many, many, many times before. You
can't tame a wildflower, especially in the spring. She wants no walls to bind her or to cling to her, wildflower, 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 wildflower.
Well, this is DJ Frederick, and you're tuned to the Radio Thrift Shop. This is program number 196. We started off with Moondog from the 1950s, recorded on location in New York City, Fog on the Hudson. Jimmy Briggs from a 45 released back in 1960, Spanish Guitar, Don Farden and Sally Goes Round the Moon from 1968, Alex Seltzner and Perspectives from his 1968 LP Listen to the Changes, and finally Rob Constantine and Wild Wild Flower from his 1968 LP For a Blue Moon, all of which are impossible as hen's teeth to find. But you will find them here at the Thrift Shop with DJ Frederick. Now, March 28th marked the 50th anniversary of the original transmission of Radio Caroline. Radio Caroline is probably the most well-known offshore pirate radio station, which broadcast to the United Kingdom and Europe on 1520 kilohertz, which was also known as 199 meters. The first show on Radio Caroline was pre-recorded and hosted by Chris Moore, and broadcast from the ship, the MV Caroline. I won't go into a long history of Radio Caroline since they have 50 years of history, but in tribute, I definitely want to do something. So we're going to hear some audio. First, the Radio Caroline theme from 1964, then a little bit of a documentary about Radio Caroline, and finally, about 15 minutes of a show from Radio Caroline, the Tony Blackburn Show, broadcast from 1965. So today at the Thrift Shop, we're going to head back in time to the early days of offshore pirate radio. Happy birthday, Radio Caroline.
Midnight News. And this is Alvar Lindell reading.
For nearly 40 years, the BBC ruled the airwaves with little or no competition. But then in the mid-60s, something happened which would change the way we listen to music forever. Pirate radio. It challenged the BBC's monopoly. The government tried to shut them down but couldn't, as they operated out to sea in international waters. Several pirate ships were launched. Probably the most famous was...
Caroline!
Radio Caroline.
Almost overnight, there were lots of opportunities for budding disc jockeys, like myself. So in the springtime of 1964, I reported for my first shift on Radio Caroline. I took along with me a small movie camera and recorded events on board.
I recently came across the film in my attic. I hadn't seen it for decades, and until now the footage has never been broadcast. It's a unique insight into what life was like working on pirate radio.
Radio Caroline was moored off the Essex coast. To get out to the ship, you had to pass through customs and immigration in Harwich and show our passports. There was no problem leaving British soil, but 2 weeks later on our return trip, we were sometimes strip-searched by customs, looking for drugs and alcohol. To travel out to the Radio Caroline ship, we had to travel some 15 miles in a small boat. And let me tell you that in bad weather, that wasn't exactly a bundle of laughs. Quite often it'd be very, very choppy, and not all the disc jockeys had their sea legs, and they would be sick, and it wasn't too nice a time travelling, which would take anything up to an hour and a half. And then we'd arrive at the Radio Caroline ship, and it would be a leap of death, literally, where you've got a small boat bobbing up and down, and you've got the large boat Radio Caroline doing that, and you had to time it so that you jumped from the small boat on board to Radio Caroline. And if you missed, you're dead.
40 years later, another Caroline ship, the Ross Revenge, is moored at Tilbury Docks in Essex. Watching my old home movie has really brought back memories, so I've come to have a look around the ship. Joining me is one of my old pirate mates, Tony Blackburn.
God, just like old times, isn't it?
Yeah, it really is, isn't it? It brings back the memories a bit, doesn't it?
Not half.
Yeah, through it, not half. sound like Alan Freeman. Yeah, I mean, we were out on the different ships for 3 years altogether, weren't we?
We were.
I mean, I really do think if it hadn't been for Radio Caroline, we wouldn't have been able to get into radio. It gave us a career.
Now, you've got a choice of any record you'd like to play on the programme, Tony. What would you play?
Well, I think what I'd rather like to hear is Reach Out and I'll Be There by the Four Tops.
Good gracious me, what a fantastic record.
At the height of pirate radio, there were nearly a dozen different stations broadcasting off the East Anglian coast.
So here we are in the main studio. Looks a bit antiquated, don't you think, Tony?
Yeah, but it worked, didn't it? And it brings back lovely memories. I mean, the thing I remember more is when we were in the very high seas, the 10-force gales, we were being thrown around, but the music kept playing, and I used to throw ashtrays around the place to make it sound more dramatic.
Is it? Yeah. You little devil, you.
Well, because, I mean, you know, people love that, didn't they? I mean, I think the great thing about the pirate ships was the fact it was a family atmosphere, wasn't it?
Very much.
This is Tom Jones wishing Radio Caroline a happy birthday and a swinging future. That is 65, 66, and I hope 67, 68, 69. It's not unusual to be
loved by anyone. The pirates were so popular because, unlike the BBC, they played non-stop pop music.
Millions of listeners were tuning to Radio Caroline. It was so hugely successful. We also got the pick of the pop stars because we helped break quite a number of new artists, new recording stars, new producers, new songwriters, and they tuned to Radio Caroline that we gave them the exposure. And in turn, they came out and visited us. Gene Pitney, the Walker Brothers, and many, many other stars, including the Beach Boys and Tom Jones.
One of those tempted out for a guest appearance was teenage sensation Twinkle.
She was quite big in those days. She had an awful record, actually, it's got to be honest, called Terry. Please wait at the gate of heaven for me. She came and she made a publicity stunt out of it by staying on board the night.
She purposely said, I'm not going to leave, and she stayed on board the night, and we never used to have girls on board, you see. So this was quite an event, but we were all very gentlemanly, and I remember we all just sat round and had a chat, and then we all went to bed.
Well, here we are in a bunk room, and we had to share, didn't we, those days?
Certainly did, yeah. I mean, we were on board for 2 weeks at a time and a week off, so we had somebody to share with, and it was... I used to always share with DLT, actually, David Lee Travers.
I shared with an Australian guy called Brian Vaughan. But certainly those days, you found out who your friends were.
Certainly did, yes. Dave Socks had an interesting aroma.
Really?
Yes, I can remember them to this day.
And how did it go?
Whew.
The ship itself was quite large and comfortable, but there were a few rules. Alcohol was strictly rationed, and overnight visits from girlfriends definitely not allowed. Looking after us was a Dutch captain and crew.
Well, here we are in the mess, or
galley.
Here's the technique. So,
what is it, a galley?
No, the galley's where they make the food, isn't
oh,
it?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
But here, this is where we used to eat it.
That's right, yeah.
What are your memories of the food those days?
Well, I think my memories of the food were the Dutch used to put nutmeg on everything.
Even the cornflakes?
Oh, everything. It's horrible. I hated nutmeg. And they used to do that. And then, I'm a vegetarian, they used to serve up raw herring. Do you remember that?
I do. That's right.
Which I never used to eat. So I used to just get a loaf of bread. Yeah. The bread the whole time. That was basically.
Really?
Yeah, I hated the food out there. That was the only thing I didn't like.
It's difficult now to imagine just how popular the pirate stations were. Back in the mid-60s, there were only two television channels, and they only broadcast for part of the day. Radio was still the most popular medium. The DJs were even more famous than the pop stars whose music they played.
I remember once I said, I'm going to be driving back to London from Harwich in a red sports car, and if you wave to me, I'll give you a record. People were lined from Harwich right the way along the motorway, or it wasn't the motorway in those days, this road, and I ran out of records, I think, within half a mile, just stopping and starting. It was just unbelievable. We got mobbed when we came off the ship sometimes, and it really was the most amazing experience to go through. I mean, it's one that I'm so proud of.
By the summer of 1967, the days of the pirate radio ships were numbered. The Labour government, who had tried so hard to close down the pirates, finally succeeded by passing the Marine, etc. Broadcasting Offences Bill. Radio Caroline would try and get around the law and continued broadcasting on and off to the present day. As for myself, I jumped ship and joined BBC Radio 1. Another chapter in broadcasting history.
You're tuned to Radio Caroline on 199, home of the good guys. It's now exactly 8 o'clock, Bulova watch time. BULOVA Bulova, the world's largest makers of quality Swiss watches. Yes, indeed. Good morning, everyone. Tony Blackburn here with you. Feeling a little under the weather this morning. We've got about an 8-force gale out there blowing, so I'm strapped in the seat this morning. Hoping that you're going to enjoy all the music. This is number one in the countdown this week from the Spencer Davis Group. It's called Keep On Running.
Keep on running. Keep on hiding. One fine day I'm gonna be the one to make you understand. Feel so sad, so keep on. gonna be your man.
It is past 8 o'clock, and that was the Spencer Davis Group, Keep On Running. I don't know about being on a medium wave. We're on a very rough wave this morning. Never mind. I hope you're all feeling fit and well. The Tony Blackburn Show from Radio Caroline South. And just think, if a Polish woman married Batman, she'd be a Batpole.
Do you love Caroline on 199? The Caroline car sticker will tell everybody that you do. Join the Caroline Club and get a car sticker, plus a host of other special membership gifts. Hear your favourite discs on Caroline. Join now. Send 5 shillings to Caroline Club, Membership Department, 6 Chesterfield Gardens, London, W1.
Little word of wisdom there from Simon D. Thank you very much there, Simon.
Caroline, the sound of our nation.
Man, that's groovy.
Ooh, it really is. 4 minutes now past 8 o'clock here on Caroline. And here are the Honeycombs and Have I the Right.
The right to hold you. You know I've always told you that we must never, ever part. Oh, have I the right to kiss you? You know I'll always miss you. I've loved you from the very start. Come right back, I just can't bear it. Send those shivers running down my spine. Ooh, have I the right to thrill you? You know I'm waiting till you give me the right to make you mine. Well, come right back, I just can't bear it. I've got some love and I want to share it. Come right back, I'll show my love is strong. Oh yeah,
all right.
good morning. That was the sound of the Honeycombs there in Have I the Right. It's now 6.5 minutes past 8 o'clock. Caroline South, Tony Blackburn here with you, hoping that you're feeling fit and well this morning. As I was saying, we've got a terrific gale outside blowing, and the water really is splashing over the side of Radio Caroline at the moment. We shall now pause for a moment just to make a complete fortune, all right? We want to talk about your hair. Is your hair just hanging there looking sorry for itself this morning? It is? Well, you're not using this, are you?
One is for you.
Four kinds of Sunsilk shampoo, because there are four kinds of hair. What's your hair type? Normal? Then you need clear golden Sunsilk to keep it lovely. Greasy and lank, you need deep cleansing Sunsilk lemon. Lots of girls have dry hair. Do you? You need gentle Sunsilk with lanolin cream. And if your hair's just a little bit dull, Sunsilk Tonic will give it a beautiful shine. So whatever type of hair you have, there's a Sunsilk shampoo to make it more beautiful.
Four kinds of Sunsilk shampoo.
It is just fabulous. And remember, even if you haven't got any hair, get Sunsilk. It'll give your head a beautiful shine to it. So go out right now to your nearest ironmonger shop and get Sunsilk. It's now 7.5 minutes past 8 o'clock. Radio Caroline, the Tony Blackburn Show. Here are the Searchers.
Don't throw your love away. No, 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 no. Don't throw your love away. For you might need it someday. Don't throw your dreams away. No, 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 no. Keep them another day. For you.
That's a lovely sound, isn't it? Sound of the Searchers there, and Don't Throw Your Love Away. It's 10 minutes past 8 o'clock. Well, I told you that the sea was pretty rough today, and there went some of our ashtrays, our jingles, I think absolutely everything. We're absolutely strapped in. The sea is absolutely everywhere this morning. I hope it's not like that on the shore, at any rate. In fact, it is so mad out here at the moment. I've just seen a duck flying upside down. I think it's obviously quacking up. It's
going back in time on the sounds of the nation. It's the Caroline Flashback.
Do you remember this one from Johnny Burnett? It's called Year 16.
Ooh, you come on like a dream. Peaches and cream, lips like strawberry wine. You're 16, you're beautiful and you're mine. You're all ribbons and curls. Ooh, what a girl. Eyes that twinkle and shine. You're 16, you're beautiful and you're mine. You're my baby, you're my pet. We fell in love on the night we met. You touching my hand, my heart went pop. And ooh, when we kissed, we could not stop. You walked out of my dreams, into my arms. Now you're
everything. You're beautiful and you're mine. You're 16. You're beautiful and you're mine. You're 16. You're beautiful and you're mine. Oh, well, you're my baby, you're my pet. We fell in love on the night we met. You touched my hand, my heart went pop. And ooh, when we kissed, we could not stop. You walked out of my dreams, into my arms. Now you're my angel divine. You're 16, you're beautiful and you're mine. Well, you're 16, you're beautiful and you're mine.
Flashback in sound here on Radio Caroline. That was Johnny Burnett and You're 16, You Are Beautiful, and of course, You Are Mine. It's 12 and a half minutes past eight, and I've just seen Keith Skews wandering around looking very tired. Well, he's only just got out of bed, and he's having breakfast. He'll be with you at 9 o'clock. And he's just seen the state of the sea out there, and he's looking a little depressed because he's due to go on leave today, and I don't know whether the tender is going to be able to get alongside or not. Still, never mind, we all have our problems. I hope you have no problems getting up or getting to work. Let's hope we're brightening things up for you. Right now, I want to talk about your sleep. How did you sleep last night? Not too well? Or you're probably saying, mind your own business. Anyhow, how did you sleep last night? If your bedtime drink was Horlicks, then I know for a fact that you enjoyed the right kind of sleep, didn't you? The sleep that replaces lost energy and relaxes tired minds. And is your mind tired? It is. Well, with Horlicks, you sleep till you wake refreshed. Make it your regular bedtime drink. Remember, go in and ask for it by name, because if you go in and you don't ask for it by name, nobody will know what you're asking for. Remember the name, which is Horlicks.
Venus must have heard my plea. She has sent someone along for me.
13 and a half minutes past eight on Radio Caroline. Here's somebody who always drinks Horlicks, Sandy Shaw. Long Live Love, doing very well in the countdown of sound this particular week.
I have waited a long, long time for somebody to call mine, and at last he's come along. Baby, oh, nothing can go wrong. We meet every night at eight, and I don't get home till late. I say to myself each day, baby, oh, long, long live love.
That's Sandy Shaw, Long Live Love. I've got to buy her a pair of shoes. She'll catch her death of cold. It's 15 and 3/4 minutes past 8 o'clock. Tony Blackburn here with you. 199 Radio Caroline, Britain's number one station. How's the breakfast going this morning? Let me see, what do you got there? Boiled eggs, tea.
All right, there you have the Tony Blackburn Show, 15-minute clip from 1965, and Radio Caroline, one of the first pioneers of offshore radio broadcasting, pirate radio as it was known, back in the 1960s. This is DJ Frederick. You're listening to the Radio Thrift Shop. We're tripping up and down the dusty aisles of music from the past century of recorded sound. I'm going to leave you with a mysterious piece from an album called Steve Cowell's Contraband that was released privately in 1971. The piece is called I Am You. Thanks for listening.
Thank you. comes to help, not to harm my friends. Please, please listen to me. Stop your weeping, oh grass so green. Precious trees, raise your limbs. 'Tis no stranger approaches thee. Don't you recognize him? Then the tears of the grass below soon were starting to dry, and the trees, as they gathered strength, raised their limbs to the sky. We'll be right back.
ages since I've seen your face. Yes, it seems like ages since I won your grace. It doesn't matter how I tell the story, nobody can replace the glory of you. Your loveliness. Yes, I'm reminiscing, wondering why I left. I remember all our times together, and I think I could live forever with you. It's ridiculous to stay here, subjecting myself to my fears, when you're just a smile away, just a half a mile away, living in the shadows of a love I left behind. And you're in the shadows of my someday. Yes, my time is coming, I won't turn away. I won't hide from you or say goodbye, love. I just hope you let me give all my love to you. Ridiculous to stay here, subjecting myself to my fears, when you're just a smile away, just a half a mile away, living in the shadows of a love I left behind, and you're in the shadows.